Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and this is As Good As It Gets. That's the blog topic for today. Now, actually, I'm in a pretty gorgeous place right now with this waterfall behind me, so I can't complain. It's pretty nice right here. But my point is that this moment right now, for you, wherever you're sitting, wherever you're watching this video, whatever it is that you're doing, this moment right now is as good as it ever is gonna get for you. Ever in your life. This is as good as your life is gonna ever get. Now, is that true? Well, not entirely, right? There's a lot of things you can do to improve your life. Maybe right now you're sitting there at your computer and you're watching this and you don't have the career that you wanna have. Or you don't have the fitness level that you wanna have. Or you don't have the relationship that you wanna have. Or whatever is missing in your life. That's something that you think that you're gonna go out there, you're gonna pursue, you're gonna create for yourself. And you can go out and do that, and I encourage you to do that. That's what all that I'm about, and that's what this Actualize.org is about. But there's another side to this whole equation, and that is that even if you get all that stuff, right now, what it feels like to be you right now is basically as good as your life is gonna get. Now, this is something that I've been telling myself as a little affirmation, or as a little reminder not to look too far into the future expecting some sort of climactic event to happen in my life where I feel like, oh, you know, I've got everything that I wanted and now I'm at the top and now I can just coast. You know, isn't that kind of like us, that we're pursuing something and we think that when we get it, we're gonna get it and we're gonna capitalize on it. We're just gonna like lock that thing down and we're gonna sit on it and we're gonna be happy and our life is gonna be blissful. But how often has that actually worked for you? Be honest, how many times have you gone after something that you really, really, really wanted, and then in the end, you got it, and then it's like, what's next? And then what's next? And then what's next? And you're always thinking like, well, I'm not happy right now, but as soon as I get that thing, I got that promotion, I'll be happy. As soon as I get $100,000 in my bank account, I'll be happy. As soon as I get medical insurance from my employer, I'll be happy. As soon as I buy a house, I'll be happy. As soon as I invest in my 401k, I'll be happy. Or whatever it is, right? It doesn't really matter. The fact is that your brain is wired in such a way that basically what it feels like to be you right now is pretty much how it's gonna feel no matter what. Whether you win $1 million, whether you have the best job in the world, whether you started your own business, whatever it is, you know, whether you've got a six pack and you're ripped, if that's what you're going for, you know, you can have all those things, you can pursue them, but in the end, how is it actually gonna feel for you? Do a little thought experiment. Just kind of imagine yourself already having that thing that you want and just kind of bask in it, and you'll notice that if you really kind of get into it and do that visualization, that you still kind of feel the way that you feel now. And that feeling that you have right now is what's really crucial. And if you can get your head around that, if you can figure out how to be happy right now in the moment that you're in, just in your body right now, right? Without having to have anything extra added onto it, without having to have a career added onto it, without having to be someplace, without having to travel to some exotic country or whatever, if you can't just be happy by yourself, sitting alone in a blank, kind of bare, sterile room, then you're never gonna be happy. And that is why I pursue self-development, is because for me, happiness doesn't come from without, it comes from within. So I know that if I'm sitting there in a room by myself and I'm not happy, that tells me, oh shit, I gotta work on something in myself rather than going out there and trying to put an external solution on it. Because that external solution is just a titillation. It's a stimulation, right? It's something that's gonna distract you from ultimately what you're running away from. And what you're running away from is the fact that you can't really stand to be yourself. You can't stand to be alone by yourself with your experience of the now. And as long as you're running away from that, you're never gonna be happy. Because one thing will stave it off for a little bit, then the next thing that you acquire will stave it off. But you can't really keep that up. And in the end, everything you acquire is gonna feel unfulfilling, it's gonna feel empty, and it's gonna feel shallow and hollow because you haven't developed yourself from within to generate your own good emotions. And it's not like you need anything special to do that. You don't need anything added on. In fact, you probably, what you need to do is you need to take some stuff out. You probably need to take out some beliefs that you have, etc., 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 to get down just to the fact that you can be satisfied just being yourself right now, in the moment, in silence, being calm, just the way I am right now. And it's basically like a form of meditation, right? That's why meditation is so hard. Do it right now. After you watch this video, sit down for 20 minutes and just sit in your room, eyes open, without any distractions, just in peace and quiet, and see if you can just, if your body can and your mind can tolerate that. Or are you gonna start to feel antsy? Are you gonna start to feel restless? Are you gonna have to deal with different thoughts that are waging war in your mind? If you can't just be happy right now, what makes you think you're gonna be happy when you get something that you're thirsting after right now? You know, like a career, better career, or you get your fitness in shape, or whatever else. So this is something I like to tell myself when I'm pursuing some sort of goal that I have, because I am very goal-driven, and I have goals that I am pursuing in my life, and I do believe that my life will improve. So there's kind of a paradox here. It's on the one hand, your life is perfect as it is right now. It's not going to get any better. On the other hand, you can make some drastic changes to make it much, much more improved, right? How do you reconcile that? Well, the way I reconcile it is this, is that I do pursue goals, and I do add stuff to my life that creates this ecosystem where I can feel good about myself, where I can go out and I can do traveling if that's what I want to do, where I have enough money to buy the stuff I want to buy, and I have the comforts that I want to have. But ultimately, that stuff is, it's like the dressing, right? It's not the meat and potatoes. The meat and potatoes is working on yourself and just being able to be comfortable in the moment, right? Just being able to be comfortable in the moment. Whatever it takes for you to do that. And that can be an evolved process. It's not something that you change overnight. This is something you develop. Meditation is a great habit to take up to start to get you comfortable just being in the moment without a lot of titillation and stimulus from the environment. Because what do most people do? Most people distract themselves with friends, TV, news, events that are going on, shopping, partying, drugs, food, alcohol, all these things are ways to distract you and to titillate you. But all of them are also shallow. And if you've engaged in one of those to an extreme, you know that you can go out and party all you want. You can go and drink all you want. You can go eat all you want. And that will give you a temporary good feeling, but it's not gonna be a solid, sustainable good feeling. So it's not gonna lead to lasting happiness. Lasting happiness comes from someplace deeper within yourself. So whenever I'm pursuing a goal, and I pursue my goals very vigorously, and I have a lot of them, so when I am pursuing them, sometimes it's good to just pause, and I will tell myself, I'll just kind of pause and I'll say, you know what? It's not gonna get any better than it is right now. And sure, I'll get that goal. I know I'll get that goal if I work towards it. But like the inner experience, the satisfaction that I'm feeling, it just kind of, when I say that it's not going to get any better than it is right now, it kind of brings me back, it grounds me in the fact that the moment is really the most important thing, and enjoying the moment. And sometimes I'll have this tendency where I'm thirsting after a goal, I'm working towards it, and I work too hard. And I tend to be so focused on the goal that I lose track of the journey, right? It's that old saw about life is a journey rather than a destination. But how many times do we forget that? And we focus on the destination so much that the journey becomes painful, the journey becomes a grind. And so in those moments, when you start to feel down on yourself, when you start to feel like stuff's not clicking for you, not working, you know, that's a good time to step back and just say, it's not gonna get any better than it is right now. So I can still pursue my goals, I can still do the stuff I wanna do, but I can also pace it, you know, stretch it out a little bit more, give myself some more time, take the pressure off of myself, so that I can also enjoy the process. Because the fact is that you might die tomorrow. And if all you're doing is you have your head to the grindstone and you're always grinding away, you're always grinding away and you're always working, whatever it is that you're working towards, if you're always doing that, you're gonna be resentful of the fact that you're not taking in all the beauty that's around you in the present moment. And you don't need to be out by a waterfall to have beauty. Really, I'm out here, but it's actually a good example, is that you don't need this to feel good about yourself. You should be able to feel everything that you can feel here. You should be able to feel that sitting in a bare, empty room. All right, so that's it for this video on being in the moment, and that this is as good as it's gonna get for you. It's not getting any better.